Our Good Friday service invites us to look upon the crucifix and to recognize there our Savior in that moment of his greatest love for us, where he went to the cross to die for our sins, to open heaven, a better place, a beautiful place. That's his gift to us, to bring us home to the Father. I remember and can remember over the years, occasionally I would enter into a Catholic church and for whatever reason, they had decided to not have a crucifix, but it was a cross with just Jesus and his resurrection. So he was there sort of in his glory. And they had different reasons. Some of the churches are called the Church of the Resurrection, so it's appropriate. But I never personally felt drawn to that image. There was something about the crucifix. And sometimes people might say, you know, those Catholics, they just keep Jesus on the crucifix when he rose. What is it about that cross, that crucifix, that speaks to us, and why do we keep the crucifix as the center of our church? Well, I thought I would share a little story. This morning, I was reflecting and praying, and this came to me, something that happened in Haiti. It was in Port-au-Prince. I was there with the Missionaries of Charity. They're the sisters of Mother Teresa, right? They have that Indian sari, they call it, the white with the blue trim. And they have an orphanage there, which I've spoken a lot about. You've heard some of these stories. And that orphanage clinic for malnourished children it's often a happy place, often a sad place. And we were there, this was shortly after the earthquake, about a year and a half. This was 2012. And I was there, and there's about 100 little babies at a time, and a lot of them so malnourished that there's nothing we can really do to help them. You see, there's no like hospital, there's nowhere to bring a sick child. You have to look for little places, like these little clinics, and the Missionaries of Charity do their best. And there was a mother there who was with her little baby girl. And the little baby girl was in the crib and had an IV and was just very frail. And the mother was very distraught. And over the course of the morning, the mother had gone outside, and I was there, and I was baptizing some of the babies, and that little baby girl went to heaven. Now, the mother came back in when she heard the commotion, and she comes in, and of course, she's heartbroken, and she just starts to wail and cry. And when she started doing that, all the little babies that were there started to cry because it was just a tough moment, and I didn't really know what to do to try to console her, but in her crying, I could understand in her French Creole, she was saying this was her third child to pass away at the same age. So you can imagine, this mother was looking to heaven just saying, why, and just broken inside. And eventually, she, in her wailing and crying, kind of left the clinic, and she was sitting right outside, just in a corner, crying, and I went out and sat next to her and tried to speak with her, give her a blessing, to do what I could. Nothing worked. She was crying, and you know, nothing should have worked. She was heartbroken. But as she was crying so loudly, the kids, the babies, just kept crying, and I left, and then another young woman who was there that spoke more Creole than I did, she came and she started talking to the woman and didn't change anything. Loud wails and cries, and that went on for about an hour. And the sisters, the Missionaries of Charity that are usually always there, they had gone off to their chapel to say some prayers. Well, this must have been about midday, so they were praying, and the sister in charge comes back. And the mother's outside, and I'm inside the clinic, and the sister just sees all the babies crying, hears that, and she looks at me, and she asks me, what happened? You know, what's going on? And I told the sister what had happened. Now, this little sister looks like Mother Teresa. I mean, she kind of has that old, you know, face, and she's short, and she kind of just peaceful and calm, and she just makes her way outside slowly. She sits down next to that woman, puts her arm around her, and starts to talk to her. And we can't hear what she's saying. We're at a distance, but only after a few, maybe 10, 20 seconds of talking with her, the woman calms down. And she stands up. She's hurt, but she dusts herself off. She grabs her purse. She says something to the sister. She comes in and she places her hand on her little baby girl. And then she left to go tell her family peacefully. And the sister comes back in. The babies are quiet. And I'm just there kind of dumbfounded, like, what did you tell her? How did that happen? And the sister had just been busy going right back to work as if it was the most, you know, normal thing. And she looks at me and she says, oh, well, I told her. You had your baby in your arms. You gave your baby to Jesus. There's no reason to be crying. Spoken with the faith of a Mother Teresa, that meant everything. Maybe there weren't powerful words, but the faith of that nun who knew Christ was a person who was real was what allowed that mother with her broken heart to be able to go back home to her family and to continue on. You see, the story is powerful because when you bring Christ into your life, no matter what is happening or going on, no matter how dark it gets, you're able to continue on. We don't fall into a despair. And that's why the church keeps that crucifix in the center of our church. We need to see Jesus on the crucifix to know it's going to be okay. He has won the battle. The fight is over. Heaven is for real. If you don't have Christ in your life, if he's not going to get heavier, but Christ, if you can look up there at that cross and see him, almost see him with a smile on his face as he knows he's loved us and he has given us that gift of his sacrifice on the cross. To see him that way is a gift. And so while this is a sad story that I've shared with you, it's also somehow in this Christian crazy way, it's a beautiful story. And that's the story of all of our lives, that we're here with our Lord. At times the world out there gets dark, it gets frightening, we don't always know what's happening. We look up to heaven like that mother and say, Lord, why? It's okay to ask why and struggle with your faith. You're not going to find answers to that why in textbooks or in ideas. You're going to find the answer in a person, and that person is Jesus, and you'll find him on the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.